This is entitled Mi Último Adiós by Dr. Jose Rizal. Translated in English by Nick Joaquin and read by yours truly. Land that I love, farewell. O land the sun loves, pearl of the sea of the Orient, Eden lost to your brood. Gaily go I to present you this hapless, hopeless life. Were it more brilliant, had it more freshness, more bloom, still for you would I give it, would give it. For your good. In barricades, in battle, fighting in delirium, others give you their lives without doubt, without gloom. Decide not matters, cypress, laurel or lily, gibbet or open field, combat or cruel martyrdom, are equal if demanded by country and home. I am to die when I see the heavens go vivid, announcing the day at last behind the dead night. If you need color, color to stain that dawn with, let's spill my blood, scatter it in good hour, and drench in its gold one beam of the newborn light. My dream when a lad, when scarcely adolescent, my dreams when a young man, now with vigor and flame, were to behold you one day, jewel of eastern waters, griefless the dusky eyes, lofty the upright brow, unclouded, unfurrowed, unblemished, and unashamed, enchantment of my life, my ardent, avid obsession, to your help, Christ the soul, so soon to take the last leap. To your help, O lovely, how lovely to fall that you may rise, to perish that you may live, to die beneath your skies, and upon your enchanted realm, the eternities to sleep. Should you find some day, somewhere on my grave mound, fluttering among tall grasses, a flower of simple fame, caress it with your lips and you kiss my soul. I shall feel on my face, across the cold tombstone, of your tenderness, the breath of your breath, the flame. Suffer the moon to keep watch, tranquil and suave over me. Suffer the dawn, its flying lights to release. Suffer the wind to lament in murmurous and grave manner. And should a bird drift down and alight on my cross, suffer the bird to intone its canticle of peace. Suffer the rains to dissolve in the fiery sunlight. And purified, reascending heavenward, bear my cause. Suffer a friend to grieve, I perished so soon. And on fine evenings, when praise in my memory, pray also, O my land, that in God I repose. Pray for all who have fallen, befriended by not fate. For all who brave the bearing of torments, all bearing past. To our poor mothers, piteously breathing in bitterness. For widows and orphans, for those in tortured captivity. And yourself, pray to behold your redemption at last. And when in dark night Shrouded obscurely, the graveyard lies, and only the dead keep vigil the night through. Keep holy the place, keep holy the mystery. Strains perhaps you will hear of zither or of psalter. It is I, O land I love, it is I singing to you. And when my grave is wholly unremembered and unlocated, no cross upon it, no stone there plain, let the site be racked by plow and cracked by the spade, and let my ashes before they vanish to nothing as dust be formed a part of your carpet again. Nothing then will it matter to place me in oblivion across your air, your space, your valleys shall pass my weight. A pure chord, strong and resonant, shall I be in your ears. Fragrance, light and color, whispers, lyric and sigh, constantly repeating the essence of my fate. Land that I idolized, prime sorrow among my sorrows, beloved Filipinas, hear me the farewell word. I bequeath you everything, my family, my affections. I go where no slaves are, nor butchers, nor oppressors, where fate cannot kill, where God, the sovereign Lord. Farewell, my parents, my brothers, fragments of my soul, friends of old and playmates in childhood's vanished house. Offer thanks that I rest from the restless day. Farewell, sweet foreigner, my darling, my delight, creatures I love, farewell. To die is to repose.